ARIA label is not always the answer. Okay, you've learned about accessibility and that there is sometimes a need to make, for example, the link text more descriptive for screen reader users. You've learned about the ARIA label attribute and its powers. It's the answer to everything. Well, I'm afraid I have to say that it's not. It doesn't work with all HTML elements. In this blog post, I'll dig a bit deeper into the ARIA label attribute and its usage and limitations and options. What is ARIA label? So, let's first talk about the specification and where to use it. W3C, Recommendation for Accessible Rich Internet Applications, so why ARIA, document, defines ARIA label as a string value that labels the current element. You can use it to provide a recognizable name of the object if there is no visible text on the screen that could be used as a label. If there was, ARIA labeled by should be used. The most important thing, and the reason I'm writing this article, is that developers should use it only with the following elements. Interactive elements, such as links or buttons or inputs. Elements that have a landmark role. Elements that have an ARIA widget role. Image or iframe elements. Source for this is short note about ARIA label, ARIA labeled by, and ARIA described by Leonie Watson. ARIA label on these elements works consistently with assistive technologies. The support is inconsistent if you use it with any other tag, such as div or span. More about that later in the ARIA label and non-supported elements section. Let's look into each one of these elements a bit more. Interactive elements. Interactive elements are tags intended for user interaction. It means, for example, a button, anchor when ref attribute is present, input, details, and others. The main idea is that users can interact with them. Elements with landmark role. Elements can have landmark roles either implicitly or explicitly. Having an implicit role means that some of the HTML elements have roles set to them natively. The explicit role, on the other hand, is set with role attribute. I'll list the different roles and elements that already have those roles. Role banner is an HTML element. Header when it's document header. Role complementary is an HTML element aside. Content info is in document footer. Role form is in form element if provided an accessible name via ARIA label or ARIA labeled by. Main is in main element. Role navigation is in nav element, and role region is in section element. Source for this is MDN's list of landmark roles. In addition to the roles listed, there's a search role which is only an explicit role, so set with role attribute. Elements with ARIA widget role. ARIA widget roles define typical interactive patterns. These patterns usually need JavaScript to implement their intended behavior. There are multiple ARIA widget roles, and I'm going to list a couple of them. So, tab, tab list, search box, tree item, switch. And you can find more from MDN's list of ARIA widget roles. Image and iframe. Image and iframe are two elements where ARIA label works as well. For image, there are rare cases when you might need ARIA label. In general, you should use the alt attribute to provide an accessible name for the image. How does ARIA label work? ARIA label overrides the visible text in elements, where the accessible name would come from the child element. For example, the following code block. Tag button, ARIA label, something else, text click me, end tag for button. The above button would be exposed as something else to screen reader users. ARIA label and non-supported elements. So, as mentioned, the support for ARIA label is inconsistent with, for example, div and span. If the div or span doesn't have any role, ARIA label is ignored. The same goes for other non-interactive elements such as paragraph, unordered list, list item, or legend as well. If they do have a widget role, support is still inconsistent. Per notes on ARIA use in HTML, some widget roles work better than others. It's fine to use ARIA label or ARIA labeled by on div elements with role navigation, role search, role main. JAWS doesn't support them on role banner, role complementary, role content info. NVDA, voiceover, and talkback are okay. Options for ARIA label. If ARIA label is not the answer, then what is? Well, it depends. In general, I would recommend adding visible text. Usually, when you're adding text for screen reader users, it would be helpful for sighted users as well. However, if a non-visible text is needed, you could add visually hidden text with CSS. You can read more and find a CSS snippet from the Accessibility Project's article Hide Content. Wrapping up, ARIA label is a helpful tool in cases when you need to add an accessible name for an element and there is no already visible text to be used. However, you can't use it with every HTML tag. In general, those tags that don't work are non-interactive elements. There are exceptions. If, for example, div has one of the roles listed above, then screen readers read it. But there are inconsistencies with some roles. For example, roles banner, complementary, and content info are something that JAWS ignores, while voiceover, talkback, and NVDA support them. I listed two options for cases when ARIA label doesn't work. You could add a visible text, as it usually would be helpful for all users. Another option is to add visually hidden text. You can find all the links mentioned in the blog post at the bottom of the blog post.